on the line is Labour councillor on the Clanmanuth Municipal District, Angela Feeney. It comes as Kildare County Council is to review accessible toilets in its public buildings and prepare a programme of stoma-friendly toilet upgrades. Angela, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there with us. So we are looking at that motion. It was something you put forward in the full council meeting. Could you give us maybe some details of what exactly would make a toilet facility stoma friendly? What would be different than, say, an average toilet?
Yeah, and thanks so much, Anna, for having me on to highlight this and raise awareness about it, because I'm a member of the county's Access Network, CCAN, and also Maynooth Access Network. And we advocate for people with disabilities, and those disabilities, Hannah, can be both visible but also invisible. And the issue of stoma-friendly toilets is one that we've been working on for, you know, quite a while now. And my motion at the recent council meeting, as you mentioned, is part of that. And people often say, you know, what's needed to make a toilet, you know, stoma-friendly? Very, very easy. You know, accessible toilets are helpful, but they often lack the specific features that are needed to make it, you know, both hygienic and safe for people who have a stoma to go in to use the toilet. So as I said at the council meeting, Hannah, it's high impact, but it's really low cost. So simple things like a shelf for supplies, you know, a clean flip down or fixed shelf that allows the users to safely lay out their medical supplies and scissors. Because without this, they end up using, you know, unsanitary surfaces like the floor, so a shelf. The next thing would be a disposable bin. Now, they're often there, but sometimes they're not. You know, a dedicated, discreet bin right in the cubicle, and it avoids the embarrassment of carrying used medical products around to a general waste bin. The third item really is some hooks on the door, because, you know, just to put your clothing on, because you have to take your clothing off to replace your bag, somewhere to put, so you, again, you don't have to put your personal items on the floor. And the final thing, Hannah, is a mirror, you know, so that users can see that the stoma has been clearly, you know, placed while changing or adjusting the appliance. So four really simple things that if you went down to your supermarket tomorrow, you'll get them very cheaply. But as we always say, Hannah, these small, simple things for the people involved make such a huge difference.
They do. And as you were saying, I mean, they're four simple items that you could kind of get anywhere. And you could do it yourself, almost kind of putting all of those things up. So it really doesn't seem like that much of a...
Absolutely.
I don't want to just call it a hassle, but it doesn't seem like that much work that needs to be put in for putting those simple things into
Absolutely.
A cubicle.
And yet the difference it would make, we've talked to people through the network, you know, to people who would say that for thousands of them across Ireland, and many of them living in Kildare, just the simple things that we take for granted, a lot of us, like stepping out for a coffee, a meal, or to go to the shops, or even on a holiday. But it's a huge nerve-wracking thing. It shouldn't be a source of stress. Yet, you know, without these very basic facilities in our public toilets, it can turn it into a nerve-wracking ordeal. And that's why we're pushing for it big time. And I suppose we are an age-friendly county as well. We're very proud of that. And if we do this, I think that will add to that. As well as being accessible, it's also good for the older person in the county as well.
Of course. And we've spoken a lot before to other people about making toilets more accessible for those who might have underlying conditions and ones that maybe another person just wouldn't even think of, you know, that would add a few minutes on to their time when going to the toilet or even having to plan out their day about their how many times they'll need to go to the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Or need access to one. As we were saying there, the council is to review accessible toilets. So it seems like a positive step forward in the way that they are going to be looking at this and how they can introduce it.
I have to say I was very pleased with not only the response from the executive and the council itself, but also members in the chamber who all supported the motion and spoke in favour of it. So we looked at the council and said that it's going to review the accessible toilets in all its public buildings. And I want to, you know, say a word of praise for the library service and the council. They've always been so proactive working with us in CCAN and the Maynooth Access Group. And they are working actively on making all their toilets stoma friendly. Because as I said at the meeting, and the director agreed that, you know, it's low cost, it's high impact. So they're looking at, you know, all the toilets. And I think when I'll be talking to you maybe in another few months, Hannah, we'll be one of the proud counties that have led out on this. Because the council said it's going to review, as I say, it's accessible toilets in all its public buildings, including the Auras Kildare. They're going to see what improvements are needed to make them stoma friendly, and it's going to draw up a plan for any upgrades. And they prioritise, obviously, the busiest public buildings. But Hannah, I suppose I just want to say that I know you've covered with my colleague, you know, Mark Wall, you've covered the No Wait card, which is similar to this campaign. And, you know, the people involved in that campaign, you know, said sometimes it's not the condition that you have itself that changes your life. It's the things you stop doing because of that condition. You know, the things that we all take for granted, whether it's holidays, going to a concert, a shopping trip and visiting family. And I know in the Maynooth Access Group, we had one lady who came up to us when we pushed for getting the Maynooth Library stoma friendly. She was in tears, Hannah, saying that this has changed her life. You know, so the simple things that we all take for granted, they don't cost a lot, but they make a huge change to the daily life and the quality of life of people who are involved. Yeah. And I think there's not one of us, I suppose, that doesn't know somebody affected by a condition like this. And if you have a stoma, you want to be able to not sit at home looking out the window. You want to be out there and living your life, you know.
Of course. And you mentioned there that Kildare could be kind of a leading example. Are there any known local authorities that are carrying out this, or could Kildare be one of the first?
I think Kildare is leading us in this because already, you know, I think 8 of our 10 libraries are stoma friendly, and they're working to make all the other ones, including the part-time ones. So I'm very proud to say that, you know, fair play to CCAN, the County Kildare Access Network, all the local access group, the one that I'm involved in Maynooth. We've pushed for this for years, and I suppose this is showing that if you push for things and advocate, you can make a difference, because a lot of the people who have, you know, these what I call hidden disabilities, they often are, you know, treated unfairly. If they're seen going in to use an accessible toilet and you're not maybe a wheelchair user, you don't have an obvious disability, people can treat people like that unfairly. We've all seen situations where that's happening. So, yes, I think Kildare has been, you know, a lead on this one. And we should, you know, we need to shout that as well. You know, we're nearly there. We're nearly 100% and we're well on the way. And I think, you know, this is something that Kildare has led on.
Absolutely. Angela, thanks so much for your time on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Labour Councillor on the Clane-Maynooth Municipal District, Angela Feeney. Comes as Kildare County Council is to review accessible toilets in its public buildings and prepare a programme of stoma-friendly toilet upgrades. Again, it really seems like Kildare is leading the way in terms of making toilets and, I suppose, just the facilities there more accessible to everyone.